More environmental intelligence. That's what federal scientists say they want as they ask for increased funding to monitor ocean acidification. U.S. Senator Maria Cantwell and fellow Democrat Senator Mark Begich from Alaska toured a lab in Seattle to see the latest technology and highlight their hopes to make the issue a national priority. More from KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
When it comes to ocean acidification, Puget Sound oysters are the canary in the coal mine. Just ask Bill Dewey. He's with Taylor Shellfish, a company that has worked closely with federal scientists since 2006 to figure out what was happening to their baby oysters.
We are, I think, probably one of the first industries in the world to be affected by ocean acidification and know it. And that's because of the data we've been able to collect and see the seawater chemistry that's coming into our hatchery and killing our oyster larvae.
Oceans are becoming more acidic because of increased levels of carbon dioxide in the air. Dewey says Senator Maria Cantwell was instrumental in getting sophisticated monitoring equipment in place to help his company anticipate swells of acidic ocean water, which they learned cause corrosion that interferes with shell formation. They now have treatment systems in place to change the seawater chemistry in their hatcheries so the oyster larvae can survive.
It's all a result of being able to monitor and understand that chemistry as it's coming into the hatcheries.
And he can do that now via a federal website. There's even a smartphone app. But the system relies on just a handful of buoys, says Chris Meinig. He's the director of engineering at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Pacific Marine Environmental Lab.
We have a nationwide buoy network in place, but it's outfitted with, say, basic sensors. What we'd like to do is use that as our backbone, put new systems, new devices, new autonomous vehicles that enhance our existing basic measurements and really add state-of-the-art ocean acidification sensors.
Meinig is standing between a bright yellow underwater glider that looks like a miniature submarine and some poster boards showing a sail-powered drone. Nearby, Senator Cantwell says creating a network with this new equipment should be a national priority because beyond the Puget Sound oyster industry, there are still too many gaps in our knowledge about the effects of ocean acidification.
Even the fact that salmon eat the pteropod that are now also having problems forming shells, this is a major issue for all of us.
Cantwell estimates the fisheries industry in the U.S. is worth $70 billion. She and Senator Begich say they'll soon introduce legislation that would increase funding for monitoring, and their plan will include assessments to deploy the sensors first in areas near fisheries and fish habitat that are most at risk. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.